News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, took to his feet in the Dáil yesterday to offer a public apology to the family of Shane O'Farrell, who was killed in a hit and run in 2011. And a little earlier today, I spoke to Shane's mum, Lucia Farrell, and I started by asking her her reaction to this very long awaited apology.
Well, we wholeheartedly accept the apology and it's very welcome. It's a significant step in acknowledging the institutional failures to Shane and how he should be still alive. It's the government accepting that he was exposed to a threat that he shouldn't have been exposed to and that the criminal justice system did not protect Shane as it should have. It's very clear from the minister's statement yesterday, which I have a copy in front of me here, the how genuine it was, and he listed off the times he should have been brought back to court and wasn't. And so, of course, it was for Shane yesterday, really. It was a recognition of what we have been campaigning for, but what the information we have gathered over the years and presented it. And, you know, for many years was, oh, Mrs. O'Farrell alleges that. And so this is now a confirmation that, you know, that there was wrong done and that Shane should be alive and that the justice system failed them. Like, in simple terms, that's what it is.
Yes.
So we're very grateful for that.
Because Ziggy Matas Gridzuska was a repeat offender who should have been in jail at the time of that fatal hit and run. Other things that came out yesterday, as well as the apology, there's going to be a senior counsel appointed to review bail laws. The legal scholarship in Shane's name in UCD and road traffic legislation will be amended now so that a new crime, I suppose, of careless driving, if you're not convicted of dangerous driving, will exist. Do those things give you some, I suppose, sort of a sense of achievement that you've actually made change in Shane's name?
Well, the scholarship, of course, is lovely, and I think our family were very pleased to hear about that. That will live on, which will keep his memory alive. And the change in the law, obviously, would be very necessary as regards bail. I mean, there's so many people out on bail, and people need to feel safe in the community, and people need not to have a threat of someone that's out and about. It shouldn't be out and about that poses a risk for them. People, the duty of the state is to protect its people. So, of course, I think so many repeat offenders are out on bail, and that there's a serious question on that over a number of years. So that needs to be addressed. And when bail orders are issued by the court on bail conditions, they need to be adhered to and implemented and monitored by the Gardaí, and that wasn't happening in this case. So yesterday's it was a huge watershed moment, really, and a very welcome apology. Yes,
look, that was I suppose our sincere condolences on all you have gone through, Lucia, but thank you very much for joining us. That was Lucia O'Farrell there, mum of Shane O'Farrell.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.